I grew up in Midland, next door to Penetanguishene, Ontario, and always was fascinated by the picture of a big old black and white photo of a ball player in the Penetanguishene lobby. And then quite a few years later, I came across the story of the Chatham Colored All-Stars, the first team in Ontario in the summer of 1934, to break the color barrier, to integrate Ontario baseball. And I learned that the Chatham All-Stars played Penetang in the finals, and at that point I began reading the biography of Penetang star player, a gentleman by the name of Phil Marshaldaw, who was the player in the picture. So it all came together for me. The Chatham side has a tremendous website that was put together by two University of Windsor professors who had been given old scrapbooks by one of the Chatham team's players, or I guess a descendant of one of the players, and they digitized the scrapbooks and created this incredible website where you can follow the team's progress throughout the whole season. And that got me thinking, I wonder what the Penetanguishene side was like. And that took some further digging. But as I uncovered the details of that season, the book really kind of wrote itself. It took 3 years to get from start to finish, but it really was a process that just flowed once I began to find the information.
Doug, what about the format and the style that you've used in telling this story or retelling this story?
I had a lot of difficulty doing so. I was going to start out writing it as nonfiction, and I actually had after I'd finished my final draft, I had a publisher ask if I would consider redoing the book as so, but I was just too wedded to the story at that point to say yes. But I decided ultimately to sell it in historical fiction format. I used quotes from clippings. I pulled clippings from the Barrie Examiner, the Owen Sound Times, North Bay Nugget, Midland Free Press, as well as the Chatham Daily News. And I decided to use two narrators to tell the story. And they were both real-life people. One was a gentleman by the name of Merv Dickey, who grew up in Penetang and at the time was the sports writer and many other jobs, I'm sure, for the Penetanguishene Herald. And then the Chatham side was represented by Jack Calder, who was the sports editor of the Chatham Daily Star. So I tell the story through their voices, and they in turn largely tell the story partially through their own, but partially through the star players of each team. So in the case of Penetanguishene, Phil Marshaldaw, and in the case of Chatham, Boomer Harding. And I think that just that led some authenticity and telling it through the narrator's eyes as opposed to player's eyes, I think kind of gave a deeper, a broader perspective on the story.
We're with Doug Fox, the author of On Account of Darkness, a story of the 1934 Ontario amateur baseball season. Amateur baseball in the Depression must have been, it brought up a number of aspects and a number of avenues that probably weren't pleasant to rediscover.
I think the racism that the Chatham team was, it's been well documented. Umpires, there was inconsistent umpiring. Players from the opposing teams had no difficulty getting up for games against Chatham, and from what I can gather from any of the game summaries I read, just about every game they played, especially in their league in Chatham, every game was like a powder keg, just waiting to explode, and sometimes it did. There's documentation of other communities that they played in that where kids were throwing things at the players and yelling racist taunts at them while their parents laughed. On the road, the team had difficulty getting hotel rooms, and often they were allowed to stay in a roadside motel, which was very popular means of accommodation in the 30s, but with the stipulation that they were out before sunrise, lest the white guests see them. So the book kind of exposes some of that underside of the 1930s and what the Chatham team faced for sure.
Finally, Doug, I've seen you've been to a variety of libraries and given some talks on that sort of thing. What's been the reaction to your book, both in your region and perhaps in Chatham as well?
Still hoping to get to Chatham. I know I will be honest in that there were some accusations, some allegations made against the Penetanguishene side. And while you always have to travel, I think tread very lightly in the case of racism, I just didn't find documentation of some of the incidents that were reported or some people said had happened, like the Penetang, the Chatham team being refused hotel rooms in Penetang, which I think was more of a misunderstanding than anything else because they found accommodation next door in Midland. So I know the Chatham people may not receive things quite as well, but I think on balance, I tell the story very well, and reaction, at least in the local area within Simcoe County, has been very positive, because I think so much of the story has been lost to history, and so I think a lot of people really appreciate having it come to life.
The 1934 Ontario Amateur Baseball Championship, On Account of Darkness. Doug, thanks for this.
Thank you so much, Rhett.